我们来读一段的圣经。
Let's read the Bible passage.
创世纪第二十六章。
Genesis 26.
啊，我可能会读多一点哈，因为我怕啊，可能弟兄姊妹这个对这个故事不见得真的这么熟悉哈。
To probably read a longer passage too, because some brothers and sisters might not be familiar with it.
因为比较长哈，我想英文就不翻译了。
Because it's long, we will just read in Chinese.
二十六章第一第二节。
26:1-2.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次的饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉而去，到非利士人王亚比米勒那里。耶和华向以撒显现说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。翻到第十二节，我们要读到第三十二节。
And then from 12 to 32.
十二到三十二节。
12 to 32.
以撒就在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。他有羊群牛群，又有许多仆人，非利士人就嫉妒他。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住了，填满了土。亚比米勒对以撒说，你离开我们去吧，因为你比我们强盛得多。以撒就离开那里，在基拉尔谷支大帐篷住在那里。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，人照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。基拉尔的仆人就与以撒的仆人争竞说，这水是我们的。以撒就给那井起名叫埃瑟，因为他们和他相争。以撒的仆人又挖了一口井，他又为这井争竞，因此以撒给这井起名叫西提拿。以撒离开哪里，又挖了一口井，他们不为这井争竞了，他就给那井起名叫利和伯。耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这地昌盛。以撒在哪里上别是巴去，当夜耶和华向他显现说，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故使你的后裔繁多。以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支大帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。二十六节，亚比米勒同他的朋友亚呼撒和他的军长菲哥从基拉尔来见以撒。以撒对他们说，你们既然恨我，打发我走了，为什么到我这里来呢？他们说，我们明明的看见耶和华与你同在，便说，不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约，使你不害我们，正如我们未曾害你，一味的厚待你，并且打发你平平安安的走，你是蒙耶和华赐福的了。以撒就为他们设摆宴席，他们便吃了喝了。他们清早起来彼此起誓，以撒打发他们走，他们就平平安安的离开他走了。那一天，以撒的仆人来将挖井的事告诉他说，我们得了水了。他们就给那井起名叫示巴，因此那城叫做示巴，别示巴直到今日。我们就读到这里。我上次跟弟兄姊妹用亚伯拉罕的生平来看奉献的事。
Last time we used the life of Abraham to look at the thing with regards to consecration.
亚伯拉罕一生的特征就是他建了四座坛。
The special thing about Abraham is he built four altars.
我们也谈过了，这个祭坛的生活就是奉献的生活。
The life of the altar is consecration.
刚刚我们弟兄说哈，就是说过单纯的生活我们弟兄说很难。
A brother mentioned it's hard to go with a simple life.
我有一次，我们很多弟兄们都会讲，我们都要过奉献的生活。
We all say we have to live a consecrated life.
有一次，我们弟兄说，奉献，这彻底的奉献，其实是很难。
And Our brother also said complete consecration is hard.
今天教会之所以会荒凉，因为真正奉献的人少。
Today, there is declension because truly consecrated people are few.
虽然弟兄们一直在讲这个信息，但是真正能够奉献的人是少。
Even though brothers have been preaching this message, but truly those who are consecrated are few.
因为这本身就是蛮难的。
Because it is hard.
我记得，我常记得这个故事。
I always remember this story.
很多年前在中国有这个，当他们说你愿意把那些财产啊奉献给教会用。
In China years ago when they said that you give up your properties for the church.
就好像初期教会房屋公用的时候的情况。
It's like in the early church when people live in a community.
这个姊妹很有钱。
There was a sister who was very rich.
她有好多的地。
She had a lot of land.
但是她就是不肯把一块地拿出来给教会用。
But she was not willing to even give up one piece of land for the church.
到了后来，中国的政权变了。
When the government changed in China,
她所有的地都没了。
She lost all her land.
她到了香港。
And then she went to
Hong Kong. 她站起来讲见证。
In a meeting, she stood up and gave a testimony.
她说我那一天我不愿意给，我现在也什么都没了。
She said that day I was not willing to give, but today I have nothing.
如果我那天愿意给，我最少在天上还存了一些东西。
She said if I had given up one that day, at least I have something in heaven.
我今天地上也没，天上也没。
Today I have nothing here on earth nor in heaven.
所以你要知道，奉献我们可以常常讲，我们喜欢这个观念，我把自己奉献给主。
We like this idea that we consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
但是哦，我们有没有真的彻底的把自己奉献？这个考验是大的。
But have we really given up ourselves completely? This is a test.
上次跟弟兄姊妹讲到 F.B. Meyer 的一个祷告。
I've shared with brothers and sisters about F.B. Meyer's prayer.
就是说主，如果真的不行，诚实跟主说主，你帮助我能够奉献的 ，make me willing.
He said to the Lord, "I cannot, but make me willing."
主，你帮助我，愿意把这个交给你。
Make me willing that I'll give it to you.
因为我们没有真正彻底的奉献。
Because if we do not have complete consecration,
我们所谓的基督徒的生活都不实在。
Then our Christian life is not real.
因为真正在神家里面，真正那个丰富，你都是门外汉，你根本就在外面看，你进不去。
Because actually you're looking from outside, where the fullness is inside.
所以我们今天哈，你看亚伯拉罕他猪坛了之后，他就开始过帐篷的生活。
So you see, when Abraham had raised the altars afterwards.He lived a life of
tents. 帐篷的生活就是寄居的生活。
Living in tents means that you are just a pilgrim.
我们在美国居住，我们都是移民的，我们稍稍懂得什么叫做寄居。
Most of us are immigrants here, so we kind of know what it is to be a sojourner.
但是当我们定居下来的时候呢，我们可能这寄居的观念就没掉了。
But when you live here permanently, maybe you lost.The idea of being a sojourner.
说求主帮助我们能够深深刻在我们里面，我们要过奉献的生活，也要过寄居的生活。
So may the Lord put in our heart that we want to live a consecrated life and a life of a sojourner.
我们才能够继续走我们这条天路。
This way we can really walk the heavenly way.
那我们刚刚读过这个创世纪，读了很长的一段话。
We have read Genesis, a long passage here.
以撒的特征。
The special character about Isaac.
他挖了四个井。
He digged four wells.
亚伯拉罕是筑了四座坛。
Abraham raised up four altars.
但是雅各挖了四个井。
But 雅各，
以撒挖了四个井。
But Isaac digged four wells.
所以我们看看刚刚我们读过这个故事哈。
We just read this story.
我们看他在哪里挖井的。
Where did he dig this well?
他在基拉尔那个地方挖井的。
Gerar?
你他怎么会去到基拉尔？
Why was he there?
那他住的地方饥荒了。
Because where he lived, there was famine.
你发现了饥荒，他跑到基拉尔去了。
And because of the famine, he went to Gerar.
神第一件事就告诉他，你不要下埃及。
The Lord told him not to go to Egypt.
谁下过埃及了？
Who went to Egypt?
他爸爸。
His dad.
他爸爸为什么下埃及？
Why did Abraham went to Egypt?
饥荒。
Also because of famine.
所以发现环境出来，人又变动了。
When the circumstance changed, man changed.
这个他亚伯兰去埃及做了什么事？
What did Abraham do in Egypt?
他不认他的太太，说他太太就说他是妹妹。
He said that his wife is not his wife, but his sister.
那我们也知道，埃及代表这个世界的享乐的世界，神也不要我们待在那里的。
We know Egypt represents the world, and God does not want us to be there.
你发现神对以撒说不要下埃及。
And here God told Isaac not to go to Egypt.
以撒是听话，没下去埃及了。
And Isaac listened to the Lord and didn't go.
他犯的错误跟他老爸一样。
But he has committed the same mistake as his dad.
当非利士王亚比米勒来找他的时候，这个我太太也是我妹妹。
The same way when Abimelech came to him, said, yeah.
我不知道这个东西也可以遗传的。
I don't know that this get passed on too.
这个好不还好，到他就停了哈。这雅各好像没这个故事了。
But I think Jacob didn't make that same mistake.
你发现他虽然没到埃及，他还是犯同样的错误。
Well, so he didn't go to Egypt, but he made the same mistake of denying the wife.
但是呢。他最少他还是没去埃及去了。
But at least he did not go down to Egypt.
他住在基拉尔，他慢慢就强盛。
And he lived in Gerar and he get mightier.
然后当地的非利士人就嫉妒他。
And then there was envy from the Philistines.
他们就要他离开。
And the Philistines want him to go away.
你看他去了哪里呢？
And then where did he go?
他就去了基拉尔的谷中里面去了。
Then he went to the valley of Gerar.
没有人要到谷里面去了。
Now nobody likes to be in a valley.
退到谷里面去。
He went into the valley.
当他到了谷里面去，他的故事来了。
And then there's story here.
他挖了四口井。
He digged four wells.
是当他去到谷的里面，他挖了四口井。
This is when he was in the valley.
你发现这四口井有故事的。
And each well has a story.
这些井都是他爸爸以前挖的，非利士人把他都塞满了。
These were all wells that his dad digged, but the Philistines filled them up.
你发现他在挖井的时候，这个非利士还是跟他争的。
And when he was digging this well, there was resistance from the Philistines.
挖到第三口井。
And when he got to the third one, 非利士人不跟他争
了。
The Philistines stopped striving with him.
所以我们看到他挖井的过程啊，他从争竞到了他不要争。
So from striving to no striving.
他从真的情况里面，他到了，你看第三口井的名字叫什么？宽广。他不争，他就人就宽广了。
So in the third well, there was no striving. And the meaning is wide.
宽广这个，你看那个字怎么写？
Well, the
word
is wide. Yeah, no, well, mine does not have the meaning. It just says the name of it is Rehoboth.
Okay. So, 所以这个就是说你扩大。
Well, okay. It's the Lord made room for us.
Enlarge. 然后你发现到了他挖第四口井到二十六节，他说我们得水。
And then the fourth one, they got spring water.
So 今天我要跟大家讲到挖井的生活。
So I want to talk about digging wells.
什么叫做井的生活？
Now what is well?
那是过近深的生活。
It's
deeper life.
Oh, it's deeper life.
我们要往深处去的生活。
Well, we have to go to the deep.
你要挖井要有水，要挖得很深的。
The well have to be deep to get water.
所以我们今天从以撒身上看到一件事，但是说我们要过深处的生活。
And so in Isaac's life, we see we need to go a deeper life.
第一点我们要来看哈。 为什么深处的生活对我们是重要？
Now why is deeper life important?
那我们来读一段圣经。
Let's read a Bible passage.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章第一节到第十一节。
Luke chapter 5:1-11.
我还是只听我中文念，英文就跟着哈。
Just read in Chinese.
第五章第一到第十一节，路加福音。
Luke 5:1-15.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人涌集他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去请他把船撑开稍微离岸，就坐下从船上教训众人。讲完了对西门说，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么，但依从你的话我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢起了岸，就撇下所有跟从了耶稣。这个故事我们蛮熟的。
We're familiar with this story.
我们发现主耶稣有一天他到湖边去了。
One day the Lord was
好多人跟着要听耶稣讲话。
Many wants to follow and listen to him.
那怎么办呢？耶稣看看，哎，有船，西门彼得还在，他说，我借你的船用可以吗？
The Lord saw a boat and said to Simon, can I use that boat?
西门彼得说可以，你就用。
Simon Peter
所以你发现他船稍微开就神，主耶稣教训众人。
And then when the boat left the shore, the Lord started teaching.
他讲完之后跟彼得说，开到水深的地方下网打鱼。
And then after he speak, he said, launch out to the deep.
好像耶稣有个想法，你借我的船，我回报你。
As if the Lord is saying, you lend me your boat, I'm going to give you back something.
那你看彼得的反应，我们要来看他的反应。
But what was the reaction of Peter?
他跟耶稣说，我是打鱼的。
He said, I'm a fisherman.
我整个晚上劳力的打鱼了。
I have been fishing the whole night.
不是我们钓个鱼缸啊，摆在那里我就去睡觉了，看看有没有动没动我也不管。但是真的劳力去打鱼了。
Well, he has labored the whole night.
他说我什么都没打到。
And he didn't get any fish.
你现在叫我去打。
Now you want me to go fish?
鱼会上来是在天亮之前。
The fish come up usually before daybreak.
现在不止天亮，还听完你讲了不这么长的道了哈，这个。哪来还有鱼呢？
Now it's late. You know, how can there be fish out there?
如果你看前面哈，耶稣讲道的时候，彼得在干嘛？
What was Peter doing while Jesus was
preaching? 他在洗碗，洗碗，不是洗碗哈，洗碗。
He was cleaning the net already.
为什么洗碗？收工了。
Well, because it's all done.
不是整个晚上没有，我都在洗，这个很勤劳啊，你知道，真的洗好了。这个收起来。
Because there was no fish, so he was washing the nets, and then he's gonna store it.
主，你现在又要我把网又甩下去。
But now, Lord, you want me to let it down again.
第三个，我很累了。
I'm tired.
我整个晚上没睡。
I didn't sleep the last night.
我问你们，如果你们是彼得，你怎么做？
If you were Peter, what are you gonna do?
我应该问年轻人，如果是你怎么做？
Now, young people, what are you going to do?
如果是你妈妈叫你这样做，你做不做？
If your mom tells you to do that, are you going to do it?
我们这些孩子是 reasoning 的专家。
Our kids are top at reasoning.
对不对？他的理由充足啊。
They have a lot of reasons.
妈，你这个不合理，完全不合理。
Mom, you're not reasonable.
再下去就是你古代的想法。
Or maybe you're from another generation.
但是你看，彼得也 try 去要讲理。
Here, Peter, as if is trying to reason.
我们每一个都是爱讲理的人。
Well, all of us try to reason.
但是你发现彼得都说， 我就听你的话去再做一次吧。
But Peter said, well, I'm just going to listen to you and let's see.
他放下他的逻辑思维。
So he lay aside his logic.
我的理由都擅自放下来了。
Put down his reasoning.
我听你讲的。
Okay, I'm going to listen to you, Lord.
当他把网撒下去的时候。
When he let down the net.
你像圣经怎么讲？没见过打到这么多鱼的。
Well, there was so much fish you've never seen.
他们是渔夫啊。
They were fishermen.
他们活着是打鱼来养生的。
Well, they lived by fish.
这次在所有逻辑都不通的时候，我因为听主的话，我得到的比我从来没见过的多。
But when all this against logic, they listened to the Lord, they got something way more than they can imagine.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们想经历主，
If you want to experience the Lord,
我们想要经历主的丰富，
You want to experience His fullness,
我们想经历主的作为，
Want to experience His work,
我们想经历，我们想要更深的认识我们的主，
And know the Lord in a deeper way.
你发现你必须有经过水深之处的生活。
Then you have to go through the deep water.
我们看看彼得在这是水深的打鱼经历什么。
In the deep waters, what did he experience?
他第一个发现，我听主的话，我得到的比我劳力得到的还多。
He discovered that by listening to the Lord, he got more than his labor.
我们为我们的生活在地上生活，在我们就是为我们的生活紧张。
We're always worrying, anxious about our life here.
那我能不能读书读得很好？我以后有一个很好的学校去。
We want to do well in our studies to go to a good school.
我是不是能够一直升迁？
We want to get promoted in our job.
我们都为这个在紧张。
We are anxious about this thing.
彼得发现，当我愿意晋升的时候，主都 take care.
But
主负责这件事情。
But when Peter see that he went deep, then the Lord can take care of all these things.
所以我上次跟大家说，如果我们真的过奉献的生活，你就能够过，知道什么叫做为了养生的生活就可以了。
If you know how to live a consecrated life, then you know how to live a life just for living.
因为是主负责你的生活。
Because the Lord will be responsible for your life.
你的第二个所看到的是什么？
What's the second thing that Peter saw?
他跟主说，离开我，我是个罪人。
He said, "Depart from me, I am a sinner."
因着他有这个水深的经历，他突然发现我是个罪人。
Because of this deep water experience, he realized he's a sinful man.
我今天跟很多朋友们谈到福音啊，他们最终说，世人都是罪人。
When I speak to friends, they say, "Oh yes, everyone is a sinner."
我只是 one of them. 我只是跟他们都一样。
And I'm one of them.
如果问坏不坏？他们都比我坏。
And he said, "Are they bad? Oh, yes, they're worse than me."
圣经说我的罪人，我也承认说我跟你们都一样。
And because the Bible said I'm a sinner, yes, I agree with it.
所以我就遇到有些问题就会来了。那个十恶不赦的，他信主主耶稣吗？
啊，
十恶不赦是坏蛋的，坏蛋去了。
Okay, the worst of the person if they believe, are they going to get saved?
因为对他的感觉里面来说，我没这么坏啊。
Because in
the 只是圣经把我看成是罪人。
Because they feel that they're not that bad, it's just the Bible say I'm a sinner.
但是你看到，当他进到这么深处认识主的时候，这时候他第一个认识我自己。
But he realized who he is.
我们都不认识我们自己。
We do not know ourselves.
除非我们能够进到深处，终于看到我们自己的情况。
Unless we go into the deep and we see our condition,
你才会慢慢明白保罗讲的，我在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Then you can understand a little bit what Paul said, that I'm the chief of all sinners.
我不是在讲别人是十恶不赦，是我是十恶不赦。
We don't say other people are the chief of sinners, but we are the chief of sinners.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天跟从主，不是只是更多认识主，也要更多认识我们自己。
So not only do we know the Lord deeper, we know ourselves better too.
第三个。
And then number three.
彼得听到主的呼召。
And Peter heard the call of the Lord.
主就在那个时候跟他说，彼得，你要得人了。
And that's when the Lord said to him that you shall catch men.
你是打鱼的。
Before you catch fish.
你今天要得人了。
And today, you're going to catch men.
主今天有个呼召给了他一个托付。
today the Lord has a calling and gave him a charge.
弟兄姊妹，我如果问你们，你知道主今天呼召你，有没有呼召你呢？
Today has the Lord called you?
主铁定要呼召你。
The Lord will definitely call you.
只是你不知道主呼召什么。
But you don't know his calling.
那彼得那个时候他知道。
But Peter at that point he knows.
主呼召我要得人。
The Lord called him to catch men.
他的人生就开始有意义了。
And then his life has meaning.
我活着是照着主的呼召来活的。
Because he lived according to that calling.
我们要看哈，近身的生活是重要的。
So the deeper life is very important.
我们从彼得这次的经历，我们发现他知道我近身主负我人生的责任。
He knows that if he go deep with the Lord, the Lord will take care of him.
我近身，我能够真正认识我的自己。
And going deeper, he knows himself.
我近身，我能够听到主的呼召。
And going deeper, he hears the Lord's calling.
我们不要小看我们这个近身的生活。
So we cannot belittle this deeper life.
那我们今天来看呢，讲到近身，一定有肤浅的。
So if there's deep, there's shallow.
什么是肤浅的？
What is a shallow life?
我们翻到马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章第五节。
Mark chapter 4, 5.
第五、第六节。
5 and 6.
有落在土浅石头地上的土地不深，发苗最快。日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。
And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth.
十六、十七节。
And then 16 and 17.
那撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使未到遭了患难，或者受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒。
And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arise for the world's sake, immediately they are offended.
Okay. 我们这里先看看前面第五节里面说的，五六节说的。
Let's first look at 5.
这里讲了一个东西叫做发苗，并且最快。
Talk about springing up, and it says very fast.
什么叫发苗？
What is springing up?
我们在美国很多人都爱种东西，你种下去，那个死是死的，但它会发苗，就是有生命。
We like to plant, so when you, the seed as if it's dead, but after you plant it, it will spring up.
你发现这个就是说，他说这个种子是道。
This seed is the word.
就是说你所听到的信息。
This is the message.
种在你心中了。
It's planted in your heart.
发苗。
And then it springs up.
换句话，这个信息在你身上是有点果效了。
So this message has some effect in you.
那我们要知道这个是好的。
That's a good thing.
证明你是有生命的。
You have life.
但是我们要看这一段的解释里面。
But in this,
他说日头一晒。
But it says here, the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered.
你要知道，我们今天哈，我们听了主一些话，我们有时候很喜欢，就很喜乐就接受了。
Today when we hear the Lord's word, we receive it gladly.
但是因着有些环境的出来了，我们就开始退后了。
But because of certain circumstances, we draw back.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有经过，哎，主为什么不听我祷告？
Have you experienced? Oh, the Lord does not listen to my prayer.
主为什么给我遇到这个难处？
Why did the Lord allow this difficulty?
我常常记得一个我年轻的时候的一个事情。
I always remember this thing from my youth.
我那时候还在香港。
I was still in Hong Kong.
有个比我大一点的姊妹。
There was an older sister.
她跟一个弟兄交往一年，这个后来就分手了。
She was have a relationship with this brother, and but after 1 year they parted.
她就从此心中满了苦毒。
But in her heart, she harbored a bitterness.
为什么神没有让我跟她在一起？
why did the Lord not let me go, continue with this brother?
后来这个弟兄跟别人结婚了。
Now this brother married another sister.
他这个反正心，这个是终于死心了。
And of course, she finally reckoned with that.
但是呢，他心中的苦毒没变。
But her bitterness is not changed.
他这个人就完全退下去。
And then, she went down.
你说他有没有重生得救？有。
Now was she born again? Yes.
他曾经也非常爱过主的。
Once she loved the Lord very much.
因着这个环境没给他效力，他整个人完了。
But because of this circumstance, this was the end of her.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天听了一些信息。
Today we listen to this message.
我们很多时候觉得，哎，这个信息很好，我们接受了。
Maybe we say this message is so good. We receive it.
神常常要借着环境来试验我们是不是真的接受了这个信息。
But the Lord used circumstance to test. Do you really receive this message?
把自己奉献给主。
You say I have consecrated myself.
一定会有环境的试验。你真的奉献了。
The Lord will definitely use circumstance to test you.
还是事情来，你还是拐弯把它逃掉。
Maybe when circumstance come, you take a turn.
就算一句我常常在这里交通的一句圣经。
Or even this verse that I usually share.
你先寻求他的求他的果与他的义，这些就给你们。
Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
He
said, Yes, I've heard that. I'm seeking his kingdom and his righteousness. The Lord will give you circumstance. Are you true on this? Or are you just using this as an exchange condition? So you say, oh, I am reading the Bible, I'm doing this and that. Well, how about the exchange?
如果没有给我，我就证明我说我听到这句话是假的。
If I'm not getting anything, maybe this word is not true.
如果我心中只是为这个，我听这句话是假的。
If my heart is really after things,then it's not true.
甚至我们也曾经跟人家交通过这句话，但是如果没有真正的在神给我们的环境经历的话，这是假的。
You can even share this with other people, but if you have not experienced this in your life, it's not true.
所以我们要好好来看这个肤浅的事。
So we want to look at what is shallow.
这一段圣经里面讲了，他说在土浅石头上。
In this one, on the stony ground.
有没有讲土很浅啊？
Oh,
很少土。
There was little soil.
他说这里很少的土 ，OK， 只有一点点。
So there was not much earth.
我们要想谁的心地啊，只有很少土。
Now whose heart have little earth?
我常常说，我们信主不要只求主听我的祷告。
I always say that for us to believe, we cannot just want God to listen to our prayer. Because our prayer might be far from His will. We should pray, if my prayer is according to your will, then listen to my prayer. If we just say, Lord, help us, look after me, heal me,
安慰我,
comfort me.
你发现我讲的也都是我。
See, all of this is me. It's all me.
我很爱逗这个季风跟雪冰的这 Jacob.
I like to taunt Jacob.
我常常逗他，这个我说这个东西是我的。
I said, oh, this thing is mine.
啊，我最喜欢这个英文字，他就会讲my, 就是 my。
And he will retort, mine.
我就记得以前看那个什么什么什么 Nemo 啊 ，Finding Nemo 里面那只鸟整天就 mine.
I watched that Finding Nemo and that little bird always say mine.
你知道圣经里面说我们不要以自我为中心 ，self-centered。但是你知道，我们如果都是自我为中心来到主的面前呢，我跟你讲，这是肤浅的最根的东西。
We always say we should not be self-centered, but self-centeredness is the main thing in a shallow life.
所以你要知道，我们要脱离土浅的这一件事情，我们必须记得，我们到神面前，什么都是为我。
We have to depart from being shallow. We cannot come to the Lord and always think everything is for me.
所以我们好好来看这一段圣经哈，我们再来想什么是土浅。
Now, what is one with not much earth?
我们刚刚想到它发苗很快，又枯干了。
They spring up fast, but they withered.
那乃是说啊，他这个人啊，他很快，很容易很快乐，也很容易很忧伤。
This person is happy easily and then very easily very sad.
他是很受环境的影响。
They are controlled by the circumstance.
或者说他是受他的情感所支配的人。
Or they are emotional.
他是活在感情他的感觉的里面。
They live in their emotion.
我们知道，如果我们是这样的人，
If you are a person like that,
我们就是一个土浅的人。
Then you are shallow person.
不管你信主多久，
No matter how long,
你就是你的感觉把你整个人包围了。
Your emotion is controlling.
你的情感把你包围了。
Your emotion,
那都是 emotion, 对不对？我不管我读圣经读多少，我聚会多少，我基本上是一个被情感包围的人。
No matter how much Bible you have read or how much meeting you went, you are controlled by your emotion.
你是一个土浅的人。
And you are in shallow earth.
我常常会发生一些事情。
I also discover such things.
有时候我在讲到。
When I'm giving a message,
我就看到坐在那里有一个弟兄或者姊妹。
There's a brother or a sister.
一直点头。
They kept on nodding.
你就看到他点头。
They keep on nodding their head.
哎呀，我有时候觉得，哎呦，他都能够接受呀。
And I said, wow, they accept this.
我很多鼓励啊。
I'm so encouraged.
因为什么时候他都点头。
Every time they will be nodding.
那你如果跟他谈了，是，这个很好。
And they always say, yes, yes, that's good.
但是你发现几个月后，一年后，一点变化都没有。
But after a year, after, there's no change at all in that person.
我又是跟弟兄交通。
And then I share with brothers.
他说我最怕就是这种人。
Say, oh, this is the kind of person I'm
scared of. 你跟他讲什么他都是，他什么都好像听下去了。
They always say yes as if they have listened.
其实他什么东西都没存下来。
But they didn't keep anything.
我们要进到土深的话，第一个不能够这么受环境影响。
If we want to go into the deep soil, we cannot be affected by the circumstance.
我们必须看到环境的后面的。
We need to see the Lord behind the circumstance.
什么环境都是主在管理。
The Lord is the Lord of circumstance.
我们人生走的路有各种各样的环境。
There are many circumstances that we will pass through.
我们必须看到环境所操作的主在后面。
We need to see the Lord behind the circumstance.
如果我们不这样走的话，不这样看的话，
do not see.
我们只凭人的话就受影响。
And we're just affected by men's words.
因为我的思想也受影响了。
And my thoughts are affected.
我也受所有环境影响我。
And I'm affected by circumstance.
我们在主里面没什么用。
Then we're useless before God.
所以第一个，肤浅生活这里讲的就是土很浅。
So first, a shallow life is what it says here. It had not much earth.
第二个呢，他说没有根。
The second thing is there's no root.
你知道一棵树要长起来是因为有根。
Now a tree can grow because there's root.
大树长得大，因为根能够很深。
You see a big tree because it has deep roots.
根如果短的话，暴风雨来，树就倒了。
If they have shallow roots, then once the wind come, you know, it's blown out.
你知道我以前住的家很多 cottonwood tree, 棉花木树。
I used to have a lot of cotton tree in my old house.
它可以长得很高。
This tree can grow very tall.
但是根非常非常浅。
But they have shallow roots.
有一次大大风雨的时候。
So with the big wind and storm.
60尺高的树就整个下来了。
A 60-foot tall tree just fell down.
所以如果根不深，一个狂风暴雨就下了。
So if the root is not deep, just a storm will keep.
我们也可以发现，如果那个地方是干旱的话，这些树也会死了，也就是枯干了。
If it's a dry land, the tree will also die.
我们属灵的生命也一样。
The same with our spiritual life.
我们也要根，我们的根要连于我们的主。
We need to have root, and our root have to connect to the Lord.
如果我们这根不连于主的话，
If our root is not connected to the Lord,
你我都迟早是枯干的。
Then you and I are going to be withered.
或者一个大风暴来的话，我们是连根拔起，没了。
Or if a storm comes, we are going to be uprooted.
哦，这个我后面还要再提的，我就暂时停在这里。
I'm going to just stop here, but I'm going to come back.
第三个是什么？他说，
What is the third?
这个肤浅的就是在石头上。
And these are on stony ground.
什么叫石头？
What are stones?
你根要伸下去也伸不下去，整个挡住了。
You want to have your root go down, but it cannot because it's blocked.
我们今天我们也有石头的。
There are stones in us.
这个石头可以是我们自己，也可以是我们隐藏的罪。
The stones can be self or it can be hidden sins.
我们先来看我们自己。
Let's look at self.
我们好像人听到这个道，我也在哪里听。
Other people hear it, I hear it too.
你说我也相信这样讲，他们也都相信，但是因为我里面有个石头挡住了。
I believe they believe, but there's a stone in
it. 这个石头乃是因为我心中是硬的。
Now this stone is because my heart is hard.
因为我在神面前，不管我听了多少的道，我要照我自己的生活意识而过。
Because no matter how much I've heard, I want to go my own way.
我要照我自己的意识来侍奉。
I want to serve by my own way.
你就发现自己成为那块石头挡住了。
Then you yourself become the stone.
要把这个石头挪开的话，
If you want to move that stone,
除非你这个人愿意被神来对付的，
Only if you want to be dealt with the Lord.
如果你不愿意被主对付的话，
If you're not willing to be dealt,
不管你参加了多少很好的聚会，
No matter how many meetings you've been,
到了你里面永远是凸显的。
When it gets into you, it's going to be
shallow. 你没错，你想要有根去找到根源，找到主。
You want to have root and you're trying to find the Lord.
那个你自己那个不顺服那个石头就把一切都挡住了。
But that disobedient stone will be the blockage.
第二个讲到罪。
Second is sin.
我们可能有一些隐藏的罪，没人知道的，你自己知道。
Maybe we have some sin, it's hidden, only you know about it.
我们不舍得把它摆掉。
We're not willing to let go.
我只要摆掉的代价太大了。
Or if we let go, the cost is too much.
你如果注重罪孽，我们这条路是行不通的。
If you regard iniquity, this way is not going to be open.
三件事情。
So, these three things.
土浅。
Shallow earth.
没有根。
No root.
石头地。
And stony ground.
就肯定我们是过肤浅的生活。
With these three things, we're going to have shallow life.
如果我们在这些事跟主出事的话，
If we have obstacle with the Lord because of these things,
我们不可能到了近身的生活。
Then there's no way for us to get into that deep.
那我现在要来看第三点哈，这个什么叫做近身的生活？
What is the deeper life?
近身的生活就是有根的生活。
Deeper life is the life with root.
我们知道根是看不见的。
We know you cannot see the root.
从树干上去都看得见。
You can see the stem up.
只有根是看不见。
You cannot see the root.
如果我们今天看到有个弟兄或者一姊妹，出了事。
Today, if we see a brother or sister, something happened to them.
他跌倒了。
They fell.
你基本上可以肯定，他跟主这个亲近主的关系出问题了。
Definitely, his close time with the Lord has problems.
这可能是几个礼拜的事情。
Maybe it's a matter of weeks.
或者是几个月的事情。
Or months.
或者甚至是上年的事情。
Or years.
他已经没有好好来亲近主。
He has not come close and
near
to the Lord.
终于有一天，在上面显出来了，他整个人倒了，离开神。
Then one day it will be opened. It will be shown.
我们来读一段圣经啊，马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6,
第六节
6.
这里主在谈到我们祷告的事情。
Talk about our prayer life.
第六节，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门祷告，你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in the secret, and the Father which see in secret shall reward thee openly.
这个第一件事关于晋升的生活，怎么过这个晋升的生活？
The first thing about deeper life.
我们讲到根，这段圣经讲到暗中。
We talk about root, here it talks about secret.
他说关上门就是你的根。
Close your door, that's the root.
这不是一个规条啊。
This is not a rule.
以后每天回家，整天就关上门。这个我最怕，如果年轻人关上门，不在里面干嘛？
Doesn't mean that when you go home today, you.
这个不是一个规条，就是要关上门才祷告的。这个意思乃是说，我们今天乃是找一个我能够安静在主面前的时刻。
Closing the door means today you find a time, a place that you can quiet down.
是我自己来到主面前的时刻。
It's a time where I come before the Lord.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲，你开车也是关上门。
I said to brothers and sisters, when you're driving, you close the door.
你好好跟主来交通。
When you're driving, you can commune with the Lord.
你发现根能够深，就从这里开始了。
We say that the root can be deep, it starts here.
我们常常说祷告，主有没有在听我祷告？
We say, does the Lord hear my prayer?
我说我们祷告说，主，我求你听我的祷告。
We say, Lord, hear my prayer.
你看这里怎么讲啊？
How does it say here?
这一段说，他说啊，你在暗中跟你父的祷告，你父在暗中听你祷告。
It says, pray to thy father which is in secret, and thy father which see in secret.
他没听到我说听你的祷告，没有说在暗中听你的祷告，他是说我在暗中看你的祷告。
Yeah, the father says, see in secret.
他在哪里？我们的神说，你暗中在祷告，你暗中在我面前的生活，我是在看的。
It doesn't say here, it says see, because the Lord is looking at your secret prayer.
这些仔细的东西我们很少读到。
We don't pay attention.
都是要主听。
We want the Lord to listen.
你没想到我们的神一直在看我们。
But the Lord is looking.
他在查看我们暗中的生活是什么的。
He's examining our secret.
这个就是根。
That's root.
你知道我们最近我跟这些学生们在看到四世纪里面基甸。
We're reading Gideon.
这个基甸，你知道圣经怎么讲？他说神说我在观看基甸。
The Lord says I'm looking at Gideon.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的神在观看我们。
Our Lord is looking at us.
我们每一个他都在观看。
He's looking at each and
everyone. 他为什么要观看
？Now why is he looking？
他乃是要看有没有人是像我的。
He's looking, finding who is like me.
他在看有没有人能够代表我的。
Who can represent me?
因为神要用人。
Because God wants to use man.
所以我们要知道，我们今天许多，你看基甸他在暗中在一个酒池里面打麦。
We know that Gideon was threshing.
Threshing the wine press.
The wine press.
在酒池里面在打麦
，So he was threshing in the wine press.
因为他不敢公开去打麦，因为非利士人你做什么我都拿走。
Because he didn't want to do it in the open.
米甸人你做什么我都拿走。
It will be taken by the Midianites.
所以我们发现他是在暗中的。
So he was doing it in secret.
他在这个暗中，神查看选召他。
And the Lord looked and found in him in that secret place.
我常常也听到弟兄姊妹讲这个。
I also hear brothers and sisters say.
哇，我很羡慕你有这么多的见证。
I really admire that you have such lots of testimony.
我也很喜欢，我也很想有这么多的故事告诉别人。
I also want to have a lot of stories to tell others.
我就求主给我也有这些的经历。
I pray for this experience.
那我有了这个经历之后怎么样呢？
And if I have this experience, then
我就去告诉别人我有这些经历。
Just to tell others that I have experience.
弟兄姊妹，这些经历是让我们更信得过主，不是让你有东西去告诉别人。
This experience is to let you have even more faith in the Lord, not to tell.
我发现那些都是很想去告诉别人的这些经历，很快就没人完，最后还是完。
I see that people who love to tell of their experience easily they dwindle away.
你知道圣经里面有一个人叫西西家王。
We know there is a King Hezekiah in the Bible.
他的经历我们很少经历。
His experience we don't experience often.
他生病。
He was sick.
这个是绝症。
And that's a sickness without cure.
神已经叫他留一命。
And the Lord already told him that.
他是苦苦向神哀求留我命。
And he prayed, crying to the Lord to give him more years.
我们知道神也给他一个算是这个记号，他日够退后十度。
And the Lord gave him a sign that the sun moved back 10 degrees.
他病好了。
And then he was healed.
他并且打胜仗，亚述兵没办法灭他。
And he had victory too in the battlefield.
神就来试验他。
And then the Lord tested him.
你是真的经历我，更敬畏我。
When you experience me, do you honor me more?
神怎么试验他？把巴比伦派使者来看他。
How was he tested? Babylon sent their people to come.
你发现圣经怎么说？西西家就打开他的库房。全部东西国家有的都给他们看。
Hezekiah opened his storage and showed it to the Babylonians.
没有一件是隐藏起来没给他们看的。
He let them see everything and didn't hide anything from them.
他们走了之后，神就对西西家说。
And after they left, the Lord said to him,
你把所有都给他们看。
You have shown them everything.
巴比伦就会把国灭了，全部都会拿走。
The Babylonian is going to take away everything.
说神在这里给我们一些事情啊，我们总要有一些隐藏的。不是故意 hide from people 啊，不是故意不告诉人，乃是我们在主面前有一些根的生活是别人不知道的。
This is not saying that we're trying to hide from people, but there are deeper things that are hidden.
我们再来看一个人叫做保罗。
Another person, Paul.
保罗到过了十四年他才说我有三层天的经历。
After 14 years, Paul talked about his going to third heaven.
你说我们有三层天的经历，我看明天你就知道。
Probably if you have that experience, next day everybody knows.
我下个礼拜就知道，我赶快做见证，我有三层天的经历。
Or probably the next week you will give a testimony.
因为这种事情太少发生了。
Because those things are so rare.
所以我们有了，哇，赶快要告诉人。
So immediately we want to tell people.
保罗他是十四年后才讲。
But Paul talked about it after 14 years.
并且他讲是被逼出来才讲的。
And he said it because he was forced.
因为这些弟兄姊妹怀疑他是不是使徒。
Because they doubted that he is the true apostle.
有人说保罗如果在这里我一定听他。
Some of us say, oh, if Paul is here, I'm going to listen to him.
在他的时代，那些弟兄姊妹都怀疑，你是使徒吗？彼得跟过耶稣三年半，你跟过吗？
But during his time, people doubted, Peter walked with the Lord 3 years, how about you?
为什么我们要听你的？
Why do we have to listen to you?
保罗能够忍了十四年，为着他要逼不得已要告诉弟兄姊妹说，我的确是主的使徒。
But he was,
他才说的。
But only when he was forced did he talk about that experience after 14 years.
他还蛮含糊的，究竟讲了什么话也没讲。
But he didn't say much about the experience.
真的里面发生什么事，他一句都没讲。
He didn't say what happened exactly.
那个是留着他跟主之间。
Because that is between him and the Lord.
从我们要过近身的生活，第一件事我们必须有隐藏的生活。
If we want to go a deeper life, there should be a hidden life.
你是如何亲近主？
How do you come close to the Lord?
你怎么读圣经？
How do you read the Bible?
你怎么祷告？
How do you pray?
你参加聚会的心态是什么？
When you come to meeting, what is your attitude?
这个都是我们隐藏的一部分。
These are all hidden things.
第二个，
敬
身的生活乃是我愿意接受主的对付。
Hidden life is a life willing to be dealt by the Lord.
我们看这段圣经了，我们都知道五饼二鱼的故事。
We all know the story of five bread and two fish.
你知道主耶稣怎么讲？把这五饼二鱼拿给我。
The Lord said, "Give me the five loaves and the two fish."
那主怎么做？
And what did the Lord do?
就是擘开，然后再分给别人的。
Broke it and then give it to others.
那大家就吃饱了。
And then everyone was filled.
你知道我们今天哈，我们说我把我所有都交给主。
Today we say, "I gave my all to the Lord."
但是啊，我们偷偷跟主说，主啊，不要擘开。
But we said to the Lord, don't break it.
很好嘛，都是我给你，就不要擘开。
Just give it to you, but don't break it.
擘开会痛的。
Breaking is painful.
我们有多少个人，我们说我给了主，我愿意主来擘开的。
How many of us are willing to say, I give it to the Lord and he can break it?
我们都想要 save in one piece. 我们要一片，但神说我不擘开。
We all want to keep it in one piece, but the Lord said, if I don't break it, I cannot give it to others.
你不擘开，你的生命不会起变化。
Without the breaking, there's no change in that life.
So, 这里有一件事情，五饼二鱼告诉我们说，你要敬身的话，你交给主，你就愿意给主来擘开。
The five loaves and two fish tells us, you want a deeper life, you give it to the Lord and he'll break it.
擘开什么意思？
Break, what does that breaking mean?
乃是神在我们这个人的身上开始有击打。
That's when the Lord strike us in our life.
神在我们身上开始有对付。
He dealt with us.
让我们这个生命能够尽的丰富，能够分给你。
So that this life will become full and can be given to others.
你要知道，我们的生命不是只为我们自己。
You know, our life is not for us.
我们的生命乃是能够成为别人的供应的。
Our life has to be supply for others.
所以今天哈，我想我就跟弟兄姊妹谈到这几件事情。
So today I talked to brothers and sisters about these few things.
我们看看以撒，他到了谷中。
Isaac went to the valley.
谷乃是人生的低谷。
Valley is the low place in the life.
你没想到，当我到了人生的低谷的时候，我就开始过晋升的生活了。
In the life of the valley, then he go the deeper life.
我在很顺利的情况里面，你发现你永远是肤浅的。
If you are in a smooth sailing situation, you're always shallow.
谷中去了。
Only when you go to the valley,
你发现他开始挖井。
Then he start digging wells.
他在那里，他开始过往晋升的路程。
And then.He go to the deeper place.
没想到，在这个争争闹闹的里面，终于我走下去，我走到心中是宽广。
And then because he went down, then he has a large place.
在平坦的大路上面，我们心中不会宽广。
In the smooth wide plain, our hearts are not enlarged.
我们说我们什么叫做属灵的成长？
What is spiritual growth?
我们在难处，在谷中的。圣经给我们说，这是我们属灵生活到了一个晚上的时候。
In the deep valley, in the difficulty, we enter the night.
然后你要知道，早晨是会来的。
But morning will come.
一定会达到早晨的。
We will get to the morning.
有晚上，有早晨，那才是算一天。
There's night and morning, and that's one day.
我们人生要一直往前走的话。
If our life wants to move forward,
我们有许多的晚上，许多的早晨。
We will have a lot of nights and a lot of days.
许多的在谷中的生活，又把我带到宽广丰富之地。
Going through the valley and then we're.
我们这个经历就是我们往晋升的路程。
And this experience is going to the deep life.
我们刚刚读的这个创世纪二十六章二十八节，这个亚比米勒怎么对以撒说
？And then Genesis 26, 28.
他说：“我们明明看见耶和华与你同在。”
They said that we see that the Lord is with you.
你知道，我们今天跟从主最美的就是别人看到神与你。
The most beautiful thing is when others see that the Lord is with you.
我们在地上行走，人家旁边所有人都没有看到神在与你同在。
When we walk, people don't see that the Lord is with you.
神只看到你跟我也差不多。
They see
us just
the same as me.
也差不多。
You are believer, I'm not. We're probably the same.
所以我画过一个图片给这些学生们看。如果你是不冷不热，你所有周遭的人所看到你的跟我差不多。
if you're lukewarm, you look alike like other people.
你信了主跟我没信主也 没差别。
Being a believer is the same as being a non-believer.
但是如果我们往进深的路上走，
But if you go a deeper life,
你会发现就是亚比米勒对以撒讲的话。
Then you will see that this is the word Abimelech said
to Isaac. 我们明明看见神与你同在。
We see that the Lord is with you.
说不要怕谷中的生活。
So do not be afraid of the life of the valley.
你读雅歌书你就听到有谷中的百合花。
You see, when you read the Songs of Solomon, you see that there is lily of the valley.
为什么在谷中才出百合花？
Why is there lily of the valley?
因为你在最困难的时候，倒是生命最灿烂的时候。
Because when you're in the most difficult situation, that's when the life springs up the most.
第二个，
为
道受患难与逼迫。
Gonna have persecution and difficulty.
这个道哈，我们刚刚读的哈，这个种子就是所听的道 ，OK， 它是为着这个道而受到苦难。
We know that the seed is the word, and if you are persecuted for the word,
你要知道这不是普通的患难。
Now this is not, you know.Common difficulty.
啊，老板把我裁掉了。
I'm laid off.
啊，我今天什么考试考砸掉了。
Or I failed in my test.
这个你要听到是为道，是为了你的信仰，为着你信主的缘故受的迫害。
This difficulty is because of your faith. You have that difficulty.
我们常常过去都说，哎呀，我们这个时代没什么迫害。
We always say, oh, maybe in our generation, there's no persecution.
在中国三四十年代很多迫害，这个我们现在没有，特别在美国哪有什么迫害？
Here in the U.S., we don't have that anymore.
没有什么寻道的事情了。
And no martyrdom here.
不过我想我们现在可能要退一步来看这个事。
But now we have to step back and look at this.
最近这个埃及21个基督徒被砍头了。
Like in Egypt, 20 Christians were beheaded.
这是叙利亚说是一个村庄一百多个基督徒都被抓了。
Or in Syria, 100 Christians were captured.
很难说，对吧？我们先警告的，我们的 MOA 都警告不要随便去买东西去了。
Even in MOA, they said don't go there.
说我们。讲得好像很落寞，没地方去。
I don't even go there.
所以啊，你要知道，这里讲你图钱的话，你这一天领导没有一个过得了。
So if you're shallow, you cannot go through any of this.
弟兄姊妹是没有一个可以过得了这种情况。
None of us can go through this kind of situation.
我们不到晋升的话，在这种面对要寻道的事情，基本上不用走。
Without the deeper life, how can you face martyrdom?
我们前面只是说我们一些难处怎么过。你今天真的遇到这个情况，我跟你讲，不讲笑话。
It's not a laughing matter when we talk about the martyrdom here.
说但愿我们都能够像以撒的仆人，最后跟以撒说，我们得了水了。
So we want to be like the servants who said, we got water.
我挖井人家抢走，但最终我挖了一个井，终于吐身，我得到水。
They kept on taking away our well, but today we dig deep enough that we got water.
今天时间不够哈，我下一次要继续跟弟兄姊妹讲到，这个水是活水。
And then next time we're going to talk about the water as living water.
神给我们的是活的泉。
The water that the Lord gives us is living spring.
我想跟弟兄姊妹唱一首诗歌。
And want to sing a song with brothers and sisters?
这个大本的诗歌本，对，227页。
227。
大本诗歌本227页。
227。
第四首。
Number four.
这首诗歌说什么？他说：“主啊，我把自己交在你手里。
”Lord, I give myself wholly in your hands.
我深信你必肯祝福施恩。
Trusting you will pour your grace on me.
那后面的三句哈，我愿意被拨开。
May I be broken.
我今天五饼二鱼，我交在主的手中。
Today I give the five loaves and the two fish.
我愿意被主擘开。
I'm willing to be broken.
这首诗歌说我愿意被擘开，流露你大爱。
Let your love through me.
切莫顾我痛，随你使用。
Willing to suffer fit for your use.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正把自己奉献给主的人。
One who is truly consecrated.
才能够过敬慎的生活。
Is the one who can go the deep.
只有一个真正奉献给主的人。
Only one who is truly consecrated.
愿意被主来擘开。
Will be
broken. 流露你的爱。
And let your love through them.
这首诗歌我觉得现在是失传了。
You know, this song has stopped.
因为这个是我20多年前学的。
I learned this song 20 years.
我在哪里都没听过人唱。
And I have not heard this song.
这个是从我的记忆中把它写下来的。
So I just put it down here by memory.
我愿意弟兄姊妹都能够走上这样的路。
I want brothers and sisters to go this way.
我上次跟你们唱一首诗歌。
Last time we sang another song.
主啊，你不可让步。
Lord, you should not move.
我迟不要改变你的意图。
And don't change your will for me.
我迟早会改变。
Because sooner or later,
给我一点时间。
Give me some time.
来顺服。
I'm gonna obey you.
这首诗歌。
And that song.
那是我今天提到要晋升的话。
To go the deeper line.
你把自己交给主。
You commit yourself to the Lord.
乐意让主擘开。
And willingly you let him break you.
只有这样子。
Only this way.
我们才能够达到晋升的路。
Can we go the deeper way?
但愿我们不只有四个烛、四座坛。
Not only have we four altars.
我们也能够挖四个井。
We can also dig four wells.
我们能够过信圣的生活。
And go the deeper life.
所以我们姊妹为我们弹一次，我们就唱。
That can really touch the deepest part of our heart.
我们常常从我们的心深处向我们的主来发表。
And from our deepest place,
我们这个诗歌来向他发表。
We sing to the Lord.
主啊，我愿意把自己交给。
That Lord, I'm willing to be committed to you.
在你手中，你可以怎么做都可以。
Whatever you do is fine with me.
只愿意帮助我 进入进深的生活。
Help me to go the deeper way.
进入深处的生活。
Go the deeper way.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们再次到你的面前来。
Lord, once again we come before you.
主啊，你跟我们说，我们这个人就像一口井。
We are like a well.
主啊，你要我们能够挖到深处去。
You want us to dig deep.
只有我们能够到了深处，我们才能够与你连接。
Only in the deeper place are we connected with you.
所以主啊，我们在这里，我们愿意把我们自己交在你的手中。
So we commit ourselves to you.
主啊，求你照你的自由，自由运作在我们身上。
May you move freely.
愿我们这个人更多被你得着。
That we will be wholly apprehended by you.
使我们能够这一生能够被你使用。
That we can be used of you.
听我们的呼求。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.